Many Americans will attend barbecues and parades today or band concerts and fireworks displays on this July 4th. But for the estimated 5,000 members of the Rainbow family who are celebrating Independence Day in Mount Tabor, this year, the 4th of July is a very different kind of holiday. VPR's Nina Keck reports.
They started arriving in Vermont last month, a loose-knit group of peace activists with members all over the world. Each summer, the Rainbows hold a gathering on National Forest Land to reconnect and celebrate Mother Earth. They create a musical, friendly atmosphere, a temporary tie-dyed city in the wilderness where people cook up venison chili and bake bread in community kitchens, and campsites are connected by a network of dirt pathways. Madia is a Rainbow member from Buffalo.
I think, like, America's very corporate America, 4th of July, go to Walmart, buy red, white, and blue tablecloths and stuff, and we're more about, like, you know, celebrating, like, the land and, like, the natural aspects of it, more like the way, like, natives would celebrate, you know, like a holiday.
Feather Sherman has been coming to Rainbow gatherings since the very first one back in 1972.
The peak of the gathering and why we come is for on the 4th of July, we start the night before, we ask all the drums to be quiet, and everyone observes a silent meditation for world peace starting early in the morning.
We make the hugest circle in Main Meadow, which is right here. It's where we meet to eat, greet, drum circles at night, everything, and we form a huge circle of thousands, and we just om. So it's more of oming for just peace and love and just being together here. Like, that's my favorite part.
That's Amanda, who traveled to Vermont from Minnesota. These gatherings are not without controversy and run-ins with local law enforcement. But Feather says anyone who wants to really experience the Rainbow culture should join hands with them and feel the power of their annual 4th of July circle, and then watch as musicians and children from the group parade into the ring center.
And then we go, yahoo! And we come down into the middle, and out come the drums and the dancing, and families sit together, and that's what we do on the 4th.
Hallelujah!
A small group sitting in the shade provides a little sample of what that sounds like.
We love you!
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Mount Tabor.